Now, Belfast City Council has started an investigation after footage emerged of a loyalist flute band parading inside City Hall. Videos shared on social media show uniformed members of the Glasgow band, the Govan Protestant Boys, performing in corridors and the reception. They were attending a centenary dinner in the building for the George Telford Memorial Orange Lodge. The former Ulster Unionist Party councillor Chris McGimsey is with us. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning to you, Chris, as is the Alliance Party councillor Nuala McAllister. Well, when you hear that in the background, and that's what happened inside our City Hall, our shared space, Nuala, what's your reaction?
Like, I couldn't hear it there, but I did listen to it last night. It's absolutely disgraceful. I mean, we've come a long way and we've debated, we've discussed, and we've reached quite a good level of maturity in terms of how to deal with celebrations within City Hall, how to deal with identity issues, with language issues, and we have quite a good diversity policy. But acts like this, they do start to unravel all of that good work.
Chris?
Yeah, well, I don't think we should overestimate the importance of this in some ways. I'd be surprised if that does not breach the protocol. The band was there to celebrate along with the lodge's 100th anniversary, and no doubt they would have played in the reception room. Before they went into the reception room, they played outside in the upstairs reception area, and it went down. It was wrong, and it shouldn't have happened. Let's not get carried away about it. With it, I don't believe. I noticed Michael Long reckons it wasn't the sort of ad hoc. He reckons it was a deliberate attempt to antagonise, unquote. I don't believe that for a second. I think that was simply an ad hoc, silly thing to do. And they moved on in where they had
What should the consequences be?
Well, the consequences would be clear. I mean, they for the band and for the lodge, first of all, the whole function had to be a centenary. It was their 100th anniversary. And for the band would be allowed to perform music inside the actual function room. City Council will now follow the protocols and have a look-see. And if there's a breach of protocol, there's really not a lot you can do in these situations. They will probably ban they might ban the lodge from having another anniversary. They might ban the map band. There's a number of things that they might do. I was at City Hall one Saturday afternoon, and the New York pipe band, police pipe band, turned up, and they played what was really a Republican song. The New York Police Department pipe band, they wear green, white and gold sashes and so on. And they were lovely. They were 2 or 3 minutes and then away they went. I wasn't deeply offended or complained about it. And it was totally, I would say, ad hoc, as this was last night.
Okay, Nuala?
We will sometimes have these things. Let's not over egg the cake. Let's not blow them out of proportion.
Look, Chris is absolutely right. It was silly, but I think that we need to actually take a look at what this does to create that shared and welcoming space within City Hall. And Chris is right, they would have gotten permission, the Orange Lodge in particular, to use City Hall function room to celebrate their centenary. And most importantly, the councillors would have passed the use of that hall by the Orange Lodge. And we do so in good faith. We do that because we believe that there should be a mark of respect shown that City Hall is to be used for all. But, you know, that respect goes both ways. And I do believe this was antagonistic. And we have had, and not just myself and Alliance, but a lot of different parties have had complaints from numerous constituents. And this has only taken place during Saturday. So moving forward, what can be done in the future is we need to actually reflect at who is using the halls, what music perhaps is being performed. We do not want to start to censor people, but we do need people to sign up to a level of respect. And whether that means changes of the protocol, I'm not too sure at this point. But what can we do in terms of punishment? Very little, to be perfectly honest. But we can actually prevent that Orange Lodge in particular from using that hall. We will be asking questions like this over the coming days with the chief executive, because people aren't happy.
Okay. Nuala and Chris, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both.